Hi, everyone. This is the November 21st Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, and I am Dana Marie. As always, it's a pleasure to connect with each and every single one of you. Hope you've been doing well and getting the most out of your early holiday season, which is really, it's been in full swing since Halloween, sadly enough to say. How commercialism has really put a damper on the holiday season for decades. People do forget that the holiday season, regardless of your religious or spiritual affiliation, is really all about remembrance and remembering that the divine is prosperous and the divine is abundant, and we share that abundance with one another during the holiday season. So people are pretty much economically strained for the most part this year, but we're going to be talking about that during the podcast today to empower you in terms of your own economic wealth, and that any vision or any image of lack or limitation is purely illusional. So what does that have to do with the holiday season? Well, you know, commercialism. Buy, 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 and spend, spend, spend. And the holiday season is so much more than that, as I'm sure you already know. So anyway, it's a gorgeous Saturday afternoon here in New York City. It's really brisk, but sunny on this wonderful fall day. And I am blessed. I am truly, truly blessed. So, and I wish you all divine blessings as well. Anyway, I want to thank everyone who attended the November 11th teleseminar, the Chakra Guidance for 2010. It ended up being quite an amazing experience in terms of those who were very curious about their own chakras and wanting to learn more about the chakra system in terms of the seven main chakras and meridians and along those lines. And I believe that people got the most benefit out of not only understanding how the chakras work initially, but how our own individual chakra systems can be activated and energized and cleansed and cleared for our highest and best good. So we had a nice turnout. It was a lot of fun. It was a great experience, as I said. And I want to thank those who signed up and attended the teleseminar. And well, we'll talk about the spirit gathering, I guess, a little bit later. That's going to be the next event coming up this month, in which, well, actually, December. Hey, let's not put the cart before the horse. coming up in terms of my next public appearance. So in this podcast today, we're going to talk about prosperity. And prosperity, like air, the air that we breathe, flows abundantly. Next, I have a reading request for Twi. Then I'm going to talk about a psychic event coming up next month in December. Then I have a reading request for Vivian. And lastly, education and life purpose is our closing theme today in terms of messages from spirit. Yep, it is the holiday season without a doubt. And we're just a few days away from Thanksgiving here in the United States, so people are already gearing up for Black Friday and the holiday shopping season, and either they're going to cover everyone on their shopping list or not have a shopping list at all. However, with recent economic trends and, well, ongoing economic trends, as it seems, people have had to cut back or downscale their holiday spending, mainly because, well, people have been laid off, unfortunately, or salaries have been reduced, and I know that for a fact. And other reasons why people are just cutting back on traditional holiday spending. But even aside from that, we need to start visualizing prosperity around us. And prosperity is universal. Abundance is universal. And if you can imagine, or if you can just, not even imagine, but just simply realize that the universe itself is vast. There isn't any beginning and there isn't any ending to the vastness of the universe. The universe is limitless. The universe goes on and on and on for all eternity. And if you can just imagine prosperity in the same light, that prosperity itself is so universal, that vastness, there isn't any limitation to prosperity. There isn't any lack in prosperity. We see lack and we see limitation based on our fears and our thoughts and our conditionings and our programming. And what I mean by programming is that we've all been raised, you know, within our own environments by our parents, our families, our teachers, our neighbors, and whatever we've been taught, whatever we've been conditioned to believe, that becomes an essential part of our programming. And that programming began at a very young age. So for instance, in my case, money has always been an issue for me because I'm still dealing with that lie or misconception that money is never enough. There isn't enough money. I'm still struggling with that. And I know it's old programming. As much as I know that the universe is vast and I have all the resources I need to keep afloat and that there is abundance around me, I still struggle with believing that there isn't enough in terms of money. And that came from what my parents went through or are still going through. And it's based on their old programming and how they were raised in terms of how money is so easily and frequently available. And I'm going to be reading some excerpts from this is an outstanding article, actually. It might be a blog. And the author of this blog is Shakti Gawain. I don't think I'm pronouncing her name correctly, so forgive me. But Shakti is an author of Creative Visualization. It's a book of hers that I read a long time ago, and I believe I should reread it again because I can definitely use the reminders. So I'm going to read some excerpts from her article or essay about visualized prosperity and how it so relates to today's topic. And I know a lot of us are counting our pennies and watching our spending, and our bank accounts are are almost zero for some of us, I'm sure. And I've been listening to The Secret, yes, and I've been listening to tapes of Wayne Dyer's and Deepak Chopra's and all of those who have been teaching us for the longest time that abundance is so there, that it's so attainable, that it's so prosperous. There isn't any need for us to have these limiting and fear-based thoughts. But when you've had so much conditioning and programming, it's hard to shift that focus. But I have a feeling that when we start to talk about prosperity is like air, then it should be able to at least help us shift that focus from limitations to total abundance. And what I mean by prosperity is like air is, well, air is all around us, isn't it? We breathe air all the time, every day, every second of our lives. We don't stop breathing because there isn't any air. We all be dead. And the air flows abundantly around us. It sustains our living. It's oxygen. The air that we breathe, the air that's all around us is free and it's abundant. It's part of nature. So if you can see prosperity around you like air that's ever flowing, and it's natural because it's there and it's so automatic, we tap into that flow. And then we'll be able to start to see a shift within our thinking in terms of how we see money or finances or so forth. And I know that quite a few of us are in debt and we're trying our best to pay off our bills with the resources available. And I heard something very interesting in terms of, instead of using the word debt, because debt is such an energy in terms of the word itself. If we keep saying that we're getting out of debt, or that we need help with our debt, or that we're still paying off debt, we're still giving an energy to the word debt. So that means we are still living with debt because we're still giving an energy to that word. And when that energy becomes powerful, then we're always going to remain in debt. So instead of saying that, oh, you know, I'm trying to get my bills paid off, I'm in so much debt, just say to yourself that my bills are being paid now. And don't even use the word debt. Don't even entertain the idea of debt. Regardless of how things look and how things appear, do not entertain the idea of debt. Debt is no more a word than the word abundance, in a sense. But when we give energy to that particular word, we can give as much energy to the word abundance that we can give that much energy to the word debt. We have abundance, so therefore our bills are being paid. Wow. Now, doesn't that sound a lot more positive than saying, well, you know, I'm in so much debt, but I'm trying to get my bills paid, and I just say that there's so much abundance around me, my bills are being paid now. Woohoo! That's a lot more enthusiastic than claiming debt. Claim abundance and not claim debt. Because when you give your energy to a particular word, such as abundance or debt, that's what you're basically going to see in your waking moments. Now, in terms of this article from Shakti Gawain, and I'm trying to remember where I found this because I do a lot of research on the internet, but I'm just going to read some pieces of this article to you, and the title is Visualize Prosperity by Shakti, S-H-A-K-T-I, Gawain, G-A-W-A-I-N. And she begins to say that a very important part of the whole creative visualization process is developing a sense of prosperity. This means having the understanding or consciously taking the point of view that the universe is abundant, that life is actually trying to bring us what our hearts and souls truly desire, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, as well as physically. Almost everything you truly need or want is here for the asking. You only need to believe that it is so. Truly desire it, and be willing to accept it. One of the most common causes of failure when seeking what you want is scarcity programming. As I said, we have a lot of that programming. Excuse me. This is an attitude or set of beliefs about life that goes something like this. There isn't enough to go around. Life is suffering. It is immoral or selfish to have enough when others don't. Life is hard, difficult, a veil of tears. You must work hard and sacrifice for everything you gain. It's more noble and spiritual to be poor. These are all false beliefs. They are based on a lack of understanding of how the universe works, or a misunderstanding of some important spiritual principles. These beliefs are not of service to you or anyone else. They simply limit all of us from realizing our natural state of prosperity and plenty on all levels. At the present time, there is a reality in this world of starvation and poverty for many people, but we do not need to keep creating and perpetuating that reality. The fact is that there is more than enough to go around for every being on earth. If we are willing to open our minds to that possibility and change our ways of using and distributing the world's resources, the universe is a place of great abundance, and we are all meant to be naturally prosperous, both in material and spiritual wealth, in a way that is balanced and harmonious with one another and with the earth that nourishes us. Wow. I mean, she's not jiving here. I mean, this is actual truth. The natural abundance is so around us. Why are we all up in this fear that there isn't enough? Why is that happening? Is it because, you know, what we see on the news, or what we read in the newspapers, or what people say on the subway, or what people talk about at the water cooler at work? There's a lot more than that. And I'm being affected by this scarcity programming. I see it at my own day job. in which the scarcity programming has been taken to a whole new level, and we're supposed to accept that, and it's really not acceptable. And then the rest of us, unfortunately, have to suffer. Take a look at your belief system. I'm continuing on a little bit from this article by Shakti Gawain. Take a look at your belief system and see if you are holding yourself back by not believing sufficiently in the possibility of prosperity. Can you actually, realistically imagine yourself as a successful, satisfied, fulfilled person? Can you really open your eyes to the goodness and beauty and abundance that are all around you? Can you imagine this world transformed into a prosperous and supportive environment in which everyone can flourish? You will experience difficulty in creating what you want in your personal life unless you view the world as a good place to be and a place that works for everyone. To create prosperity, we need to visualize ourselves living as we desire to live, doing what we love, feeling satisfied with what we attain in a context of other people doing the same. And then she also has an abundance meditation to close her article. But since I really didn't get her permission to recite any of her article, I'm just going to leave the abundance meditation alone. But if you do a Google search for Shakti Gawain, and you type in visualize prosperity, you can find where this article is. It is an amazing article, as I've read at least a good portion of it to you. The universe is such an abundant place. And I know it's a struggle to get that in our heads and to have that override our old conditioning and programming, but it's so true. It is so true. So before you go out to your Walmarts and your Targets and your Kmarts or wherever you go shopping for holiday supplies and gifts and whatever, before you think about or get yourself anxious about who you're buying for and what you're spending, take your thoughts back to the understanding and the realization that the universe is abundant and give. The holiday season is an awesome time for giving. You can give your time to your local charities. You can give donations to charitable organizations. The Postal Service every year has a Secret Santa drive, and you go to your local post office, if it applies to your particular area, and there are letters, heart-wrenched, heartwarming letters from children and some adults who are just looking for very basic things from Santa. They're looking for like coats and gloves. I mean, yeah, you get your Xbox request in there, but come on. I mean, mothers-to-be who need help with diapers and things like that. And it's been a while since I did the Secret Santa because I have to go to the 34th Street post office in the city to get the Secret Santa letters. And you have to go at a certain time, and you have to do it by Christmas Eve. But it's so heartwarming when you get these letters, especially from the kids, and they're asking for like basic things like shoes, for crying out loud. And you go and you buy these items that are on the lists of these kids when they write letters to Santa. And what you do is you mail them off, or you mail these items off to to the kids or the adults who wrote these letters for Santa, and you address it from Santa. You don't have to put your name and address on the return. You can just say it's from Santa, North Pole, whatever. Santa's castle. And I did that one year, and it was just like, wow, and I don't even know these people. And that's even better. You don't know who these people are. They're not personal to you, you know, in a way in which you know, like, your neighbors and your friends and your family, but there are still people in need, and you're showing them that abundance is universal, and that prosperity flows like air all around us, and you're showing them that by helping them out for the holidays. So just keep in mind the topic for today, that prosperity, like air, flows abundantly, and that the universe is a very abundant place. and the hardcore, hard, cold earth world that we're living in is just an illusion because of fear-based thoughts and thoughts of limitation. That's why we have wars. That's why there is poverty. It's all from old programming and limiting thoughts. So visualize prosperity and find the article on the internet by Shakti Gawain, G-A-W-A-I-N, and carry that article around you at all times, because it's going to remind you continuously about how prosperous we truly are. So if you have any questions or comments about today's topic, prosperity like air flows abundantly, from the November 21st Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, send your comments or questions via email to podcast@intuitivedana.com. I stumbled for a moment because there was an exercise I forgot to mention, that if you can see yourself as a magnet, and the only thing that you as this magnet attract are dollar bills and coins and dollar signs and money, that could also help you to shift your focus as well. So try that, you know, during a meditation, and see yourself as this magnet, and all you attract is everything that's considered materially prosperous. Money, a new job, if you are an entrepreneur or a freelancer, that you're getting all of these new gigs and businesses, see yourself as a magnet which attracts those things. Okay? Now, I am getting over a cold still, but I'm feeling a lot better than I did the last podcast. So, one moment. Oh, that's good stuff. I was getting over a cold the last podcast I did about 2 weeks ago, and I got a I got an interesting comment from one of my listeners, and she said, "I could tell you were sick, you were all congested." I was like, sorry. I didn't think I was that bad. Anyway, moving on. We have a reading request here for Twee. Her birthday is March 1st, 1982. She's asking about this guy. I'm not even going to mention his name, but he was born May 25th, 1979. And Twee says, and she is female, I believe, that she was dating this guy for a little over 3 months, and he had ended things as of about a month or so ago, and she is heartbroken. We ended on bad terms and no longer speak to each other. I want to ask you, do you see him communicating with me in the future, and when? Well, Twee, to be very, 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 very honest with you, if this guy has communicated with you by now, I am really surprised. You don't need this guy. And I hate to be so blunt, but I'm going to have to. Judging by your vibration and his, this guy has not really sowed his oats yet. He seems to be still playing the field, and he kind of sensed that you were basically looking for more, especially commitment. You were hoping that he would commit to you exclusively. You were hoping that he will settle down from his somewhat wild ways, because I'm seeing he's quite an adventurer when it comes to romance. And he just wasn't ready. He could have told you from the beginning that he's not going to be exclusive to one person in a relationship, or that he had other thoughts in mind. And I'm seeing here that he tends to be a little indecisive. He tends to not settle down for a relationship that requires him to give up, let's say, part of his freedom. He wants to be a free bird. He wants to be out there in the world. He wants to entertain himself however he pleases. And he just isn't, even at this time, looking for any kind of long-term commitment. And it has nothing to do with you. He could have told you this from the beginning, and that could have saved you a lot of heartache and sorrow. So I'm terribly sorry to give you this information, but if he has contacted you by now, I would be very surprised. Because I'm seeing that this guy pretty much has moved on. If he has made any contact with you, just be careful, because I don't really trust his energy. I'm sensing that he's coming from this place in which, you know, he sees relationships like like, I don't know what you would call it, like, notches on his belt. I'm just seeing that he's not in the position right now to really settle down to be with one woman at a time. And I have a feeling that he's not even at that place in his life right now. So, to be honest with you, Twee, you are better off without this individual. You are so better off. Because had this continued, and knowing the kind of person he is, if you think that you're very, or that you were heartbroken at the time that you ended on bad terms, if you had continued with this guy and things have gotten worse, oh boy, you don't know pain. You would have been a lot more pain, let me tell you. So, and you're very sensitive too, and I know you were just looking for, like, this husband, exclusive boyfriend, someone that you can, you know, have, like, this beautiful whirlwind romance with, and he just wasn't ready, and he may not even be ready for a good while. I'm getting that your vibrations were not completely compatible, and I believe that's what led to the breakup. So, take the time that you need to heal, Twee, before you start to see other people. But I do have a feeling that you are going to be meeting someone. It's showing me the number 6, so it could be anywhere from 6 weeks to 6 months that a new energy comes into your life for a relationship. And either he comes through your work environment or something having to do with where you are earning your salary or something related to that. I'm getting that the person that's coming into your life feels like a fire sign energy about your age. He might have red hair or some reddish coloring in his hair. And I believe that he could be born during the time of Sagittarius, which is now, basically. I believe Sagittarius started today, the 21st. So you're talking about someone who was born between the 21st of November till about December 20th or so. And I'm just getting this, the person that you're going to meet is very adventurous, very spontaneous, has a lot of energy, a lot of life, a lot of charisma, a lot of just the type of person that likes to stay active and be active. But I think he's more in the mindset of looking for a relationship and settling down with a relationship more so than the guy that you were seeing. And they're showing me the number 6 again, so it could be anywhere from 6 weeks to 6 months that you meet this person. Fire sign energy, I believe it's a Sagittarius, and it might be coming through your work or your place of work or something having to do with maybe even education. If you decide to go back to school or take any classes in the near future, you might be meeting this gentleman who is going to enter your life. And okay, I'm going to go with that. excuse me. Alrighty. They're showing me 2 letters in his name. The letter C is in Charles and the letter F is in Frank. So it could be the first letter and the first, or the first initial in his first name, something like that. The letters C and F do come through. C is in Charles, F is in Frank. And this could be coming up between 6 weeks to 6 months. So I hope by now that you have gotten over the person you inquired about, because you don't need it. He is so not on the same page as you, and I believe that was an ongoing issue with that relationship. You two were never ever on the same page, hardly ever on the same page, and that caused and created a lot of problems. So for him to leave your life, let it be. Heal, release, ask Michael to cut any etheric cords to that energy, allowing you to heal and to move on and bring in this new energy who's coming around in the not too distant future. Okay, Twee? So I hope I have answered your question, and thank you for sending it. And if you out there would like to have a question answered for a free reading on the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, send first names or initials, or you can say anonymous, but you have to state that in the email, and complete dates of birth, month, day, and year. Very important, because I know a lot of you listen to this podcast outside of the U.S., so it's very important, especially if your birthday is, let's say, for instance, March 3rd, it could be, I can conceive that as 8-3 for August 3rd instead of 3-8 for for March 8th, you know what I mean? So it's very important that it's month, day, and year. Even you have to spell it out, because I tend to be dumb. Month, day, and year. And your one question to podcast at intuitivedana.com. Okay, next, upcoming psychic events. Well, the holiday season is on, so I'm going to not have many events on my calendar, as far as I know, coming up between now and January. However, on December 20th, which is on a Sunday, beginning at 3 p.m., the monthly spirit gathering is actually going to be a holiday party. So I'm inviting you to come, if you're in the New York, New Jersey area, to come to the spirit gathering on Sunday, December 20th, 5 days before Christmas, beginning at 3 p.m., at the lovely home of Katie Silverfeather in New York City. And come for some holiday cheer. We're having potluck. Bring your own dish, or you can bring non-alcoholic beverages, bring some snacks. And there is still a cap on how many people can enter Katie's home, because it's an apartment. It's a spacious apartment, but you can't have 100 people in there. So if you would like to come to the holiday gathering coming up on December 20th in New York City, just visit NorthNYCLightworkers.net. NorthNYCLightworkers.net. That's the website. Or call Katie to RSVP before December 20th. And her number is 212-567-9688. 212-567-9688. So, and we will still have readings there. I'm going to do readings differently at the holiday gathering, because we're not going to be able to do the meditation and the deep breathing while we're all just being our nice little jolly selves at a holiday party. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have a small table at Katie's place, separate from where we're all going to be getting together. And then we're going to have like a drawing of numbers. And you pick a number according to how many people do show up to the holiday gathering, and I'm going to be giving you a reading, a mini intuitive reading on the spot there, according to your number. So say you go to the party, you draw a number, and you're number 5. Well, you're the 5th person who's going to get a reading. And the readings are about 10 minutes at $5 a pop. So that's taking place on December 20th. The spirit gathering for December is actually going to be a holiday festival. Potluck, bring your own dish, bring non-alcoholic beverages, snacks, but you have to RSVP. And the sooner you do that, the better if you are planning to come. 212-567-9688, or go to NorthNYCLightworkers.net and come celebrate the holidays with us. Woohoo! Alrighty. La 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 la. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh yeah. I can't believe it's almost Thanksgiving. It felt like we just had Thanksgiving. It's almost a year ago I bought my printer at Target. So you mean to tell me I've had this printer for a year? That is surreal. Okay, I'm just kidding. Okay, next we have a reading request for Vivian. Born May 8th, 1985, the year I graduated from high school. Oh my god, I'm that old. I would like to know how it is going with my pregnancy. Congratulations, Vivian. Vivian is in her 28th week. The expected birth is around January 25th. And she has been experiencing stressful situations, I guess, about a month ago. And she would like to know how will this all end up. The birth of the child and the relationship with her partner. He's born October 22nd, 1986. Okay. This is interesting. Okay, it's showing me that I believe part of the issues with the stress is communication between you and your partner, Vivian. There are some things that really need to be clear about. Since the baby is coming, how are the baby's needs being provided for? Are you working? Is this guy working? What's going on there? There are things that really need to be clear, and I'm seeing for whatever reason there's been some lack of mental focus, if you will, in terms of just getting these needs met and preparing for this child's arrival, which is coming up very, very soon. I'm also getting the influence of another fire sign energy, someone who feels older, so I'm not sure if this is your mother or if this is his mother, but she's trying her best to, I don't know if she's trying to interfere with this relationship or that she doesn't always provide the best advice or that she seems as if she's poking her nose where it shouldn't be. I'm getting a woman in her, I'm going to say late 40s to mid 50s. She comes across as a mother, so I'm not sure if this is your mother or his mother. Someone who's trying to be like that third wheel. And it's kind of rocking a boat, so to speak. So if that makes any sense to you, that could be another reason why there's this tension in the relationship. Or at least it was at the time that you wrote me your email. But be very clear. Be very clear with one another in terms of expectancy. What are you expecting from each other now, when this baby is born, and thereafter? You want to know if this guy is ready for fatherhood, and I believe he is. I really believe he is. He's very, quite young. So you just want to be sure. Again, talking about being on the same page, I believe that you two are pretty compatible. For the most part, you two are very, very compatible. So I just believe that communication has been an on and off issue with the two of you. And again, I'm getting like this outside influence, an older female energy, either your mother or his mother, who just sticks her nose in where it doesn't really belong, and that causes a lot of confusion. So maybe this is the one thing you need to be cleared about, is maybe this mother or mother-in-law figure needs to start living her own life and not getting too involved in yours, if what I'm seeing here is true. And don't be surprised that during the summer of 2010 that you and your family will be moving. And I mean you, your partner, and the baby are going to be moving. So either you're moving to another location, maybe a bigger house, to accommodate everyone's needs, you know, space and whatnot. But that seems to be coming up around July of next year. And considering that, because you gave me the birth is January 25th of 2010, presuming that the baby's actual date of birth remains January 25th, because he could be born before or after, but presuming that he's born on January 25th, and if it's a boy, because I keep getting a male energy, you can let me know that too, Vivian, by sending me an email. He comes across as a master number for his life path number, number 11. So that means he's coming into this world to do good and to be a pioneer or someone who is going to be among those soon-to-be or soon-to-be-born light workers who are going to make an astounding difference in the world. And I believe that this child is going to be, you know, a very generous and giving and thoughtful and considerate light worker, especially if his date of birth remains January 25th next year. because his life path number is a master number, the number 11. Something very cerebral. No, that's not the name. That's cerebral. Cerebral, that's the brain. Hello? Okay, celestial. There's something very celestial about his energy. He might already be in your womb as we speak, already in communication with his angels and guides. So when he comes through your womb in the physical on January 25th and he starts to talk in a couple of years or so, he'll have a lot to say about his experiences with his guides and angels. So be prepared for that, because he's already been communicating with them inside of your belly. You just wait until he comes through and he grows up a little bit in a couple of years. He'll have a lot more to say based on his memory. So support him on that when he begins his little bah, 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 bah. And then when his words become more coherent, he'll be able to tell you a story of what he experienced in the ethereal realm before he makes his presence on January 25th. So, Vivian, congratulations, and I hope I have helped you by answering your question. And once again, if you have a question out there for a free reading on the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, send first names or initials or say that it's anonymous, complete dates of birth, month, day, and year, and your one question to podcast@intuitivedana.com. I really hadn't selected an oracle card for today's message because what came through as I was preparing this paperwork for today was about life purpose and education. And I believe in the midst of people getting laid off or changing careers or changing jobs, there's quite a few of us returning to school to learn something new, to enhance our skills and our background and our experiences, whether it be for our own businesses or in the workplace in terms of attracting more money by way of salary. And I am so going back to school sometime in 2010. I need to really finish what I started way back in the day. So if you've been compelled by a series of events to return to school, and you may be feeling like, oh my God, school is so expensive, and the tuition is high, and there's no way I can afford this. Remember what we were talking about before with abundance, that it's all around us. Prosperity is all around us. If it is your intent to return to school, to complete your education, or to learn something new, once the universe catches on to your vibration of that intent, everything else will fall into place, and you'll have what you need to return to school. I did pull a card from the Angel Therapy Oracle card deck, and it talks about the base chakra, or the root. Aha! Choose only positive thoughts to describe your home, career, and finances as your words determine your outcome. Now, you gotta know you heard me shuffling in the background. I did not pull this card on purpose. There was no way that would have come up. No way. It is so appropriate for today's show. Base chakra. Choose only positive thoughts to describe your home, career, and finances as your words determine your outcome. So that means our root chakras, which is the base, is very activated now to pull in what we need right now for our life purpose work, for our education, and so forth. Them cards never lie. And I know a good friend of mine, I won't say her name, but she makes some awesome jewelry at rmbdesigns.com. No, actually it's rmbdesigns.rfire.com. She makes great custom jewelry at rmbdesigns.artfire.com. The proprietor of this site is actually returning to school, and she will, and she is, because she is manifesting the funds and the resources necessary for her to complete what she started. So if she could do it, I could do it, and you can certainly do it. So remember, the universe is an abundant place. Anyway, that concludes today's podcast. I want to wish everyone a safe and happy, abundant, prosperous and blessed Thanksgiving. And I'll be back in a couple of weeks. In a couple of weeks. With the next podcast. So until next time, peace, many blessings, love and light to you. Namaste.